I'm a senior at Trinity Christian Academy, and I've been going to Watermark for many years. My elementary and beginning of middle school years were at Highland Park, but in seventh grade, I switched to TCA. My sister, Kathy Jean, is a sophomore. Some of y'all know her. Saunders is in eighth grade, and Becca May is in third. Similar to many people here, my siblings and I have had two amazing parents, they're back there, who have loved and cared for us tremendously. Jesus Christ has been the center of our home since the beginning, and with a strong community of friends and family, Christianity has really been in nearly every aspect of my life. This has been a blessing to me, yet also a danger. It is dangerous because I am prone to be familiar with God and yet not know him on a personal level. Huntwood was able to make nearly all the right choices, but not always for all the right reasons. I knew a lot about God and how he wanted me to do the right thing, but for a period of time, I had not allowed him to really personally transform my heart. Romans 3:20 says, "For by the works of law, no human being will be justified," or in other words, declared righteous. This doesn't mean that it is wrong to be a good kid, but it is crucial that in our lives, we move from a head knowledge understanding to a real heart transformation. For me, this was not a one-time event where my life had a 180 flip, but it was over the process of late middle and early high school years that I came to the realization that without Christ at the center of my life really has no point. Romans 7:18 says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. You can do all the right things in life, but in the end, Christ is the only thing that heals every one of our broken lives." This summer, I realized through a period of time that I was living really a lukewarm faith. A direct result of this was me caring more about how people perceived me and what they thought about me. I was living a checklist Christianity lifestyle. My self-worth wasn't coming from Christ, but from a performance-based mentality. This way of living life will never satisfy because I was doing things for the wrong reasons. Many times I was doing things to be a good enough Christian. In this, it became far too easy for me to look at those around me and compare myself. But to really be honest, I just thought I was better. I wasn't drinking or hooking up with girls or openly rebellious. So I do need to confess that I've compared myself with people in this room and I thought I was doing a better job. And that in itself is a sin. One result of my self-centeredness was that I stopped spending time in God's word and I wasn't seeking authentic community. I kind of isolated myself. I figured I was in a good enough spot with God and I started a habit of avoiding what was most important in life. Christ was not the center of my life, just one of the many balls I was trying to juggle. You could sort of say I lost my hunger for God, so it was no surprise that I felt less of his presence in my life. My skewed priorities pushed me to a point where I really questioned what my faith was and what my faith was in. I had to look in the mirror and really think through, why am I even a Christian? Through multiple conversations with my father and friends, Jesus really came through and revealed to me in a new way how much he loves me and how much I desperately need him. There have been many times in the past months and throughout my life when I have called dudes in this room, like Brooke Chevalier right here, looking for guidance in times when I was feeling disconnected or empty. Everyone has times when they need encouragement. That's normal. But there have been three things that have really helped me move from a head knowledge understanding of Christ to a real, head knowledge understanding of Christ to a real heart change. Number one was, I have to have realistic expectations that my Christian walk will not be perfect. We are called to lay down our lives and even to suffer for Christ, but through this we experience growth. Romans 3 through 5 says, "But we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character." Number two was, I have to commit to daily communication with God, whether that be talking to him in prayer, getting into his word, or memorizing scripture. All of these are really important, and Proverbs 3:1-3 talks about that. And the third thing was, I need to maintain Christ-centered community. People to run with whom I can really be vulnerable with and who will really keep me accountable, whether that be in this room or people that you go to school with. That's very important, is defining accountability. And it's also important to find somewhere to plug in. James 2:17 says, "So that faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." So really being active in your faith and not just, I guess, dead. I challenge you to take a step back and evaluate who is in control of your life. Are you doing things because you feel like you have to or out of a love for Christ and what he did for you on the cross? It is so easy, especially for me, to get caught up in myself. I can forget that the most important thing in my life is my relationship with Jesus Christ, and on a daily basis, I must recognize that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Thank you for listening.